is KGMI Connects with Joe Tian, a live local show about our community and you on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com.
Well, it's great to have you with us here on this Tuesday afternoon. Thanks for sticking with us. We didn't have a show yesterday because of the Mariners. I had a clash of sporting events and needed our airwaves here on KGMI to bring you the Mariners as we broadcast the national champion, NCAA National Basketball Championship game yesterday over on KPUG. So back to normal today. That shouldn't happen, really. That's very rare, but this time of year, you have some of those big events that conflict a little bit, and we're happy to do our best to bring you all the exciting sports, but all the exciting and stimulating talk here on KGMI Connects as well. So thanks for joining us today, and of course, your calls, your ideas, your opinions are all welcome. 360-676-5464. Interesting, this judge was in Cowlitz County. Ruled that the state's ban on high-capacity gun magazines is unconstitutional. Going back to that, basically, as I understand it, he said that, we'd have to go back to the actual writing of the Second Amendment to see did the authors of that amendment determine that this type of an accessory to a gun would be should be banned. And if not, if they can't find evidence of that, okay, well, then anything goes. I guess under that kind of a ruling, anything, any kind of a weapon would be allowed. A weapon, an arm, is so machine guns, what have you, rocket launchers. What's the limit? Is there no limit on what an individual can own as far as an arm in this country? I don't know. And I don't know. It just seems that the argument, and I understand there are some that might enjoy, going out and shooting a whole bunch of rounds right in a row. I guess if that's your thing, I kind of feel bad that you couldn't do it if you don't have one of these already, high capacity magazine, I guess. But I can't really see needing a magazine in your weapon that would hold more than 10 rounds to, say, defend yourself or defend your home. I guess unless, if you're a member of a cartel or something like that, maybe that would be the case. And I'm being partially facetious there, but when you think about it. But just a few thoughts as we get rolling here on this Tuesday, because we got folks on the line, and let's get right to them and see what's on their mind. And let's start with Bruce in Bellingham today. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Joe. Yeah, on HR 2, I don't know if anybody's familiar with that, but I heard about it today. And the reason I listened to this story was because there's a conspiracy theory out there that the border, nothing's being done about the border because the Republicans want to hold off until after the election.
Okay.
And this HR 2, it contradicts that premise. HR 2 was passed in May of 23, and it was introduced in May of 23, but it was passed by Congress, the House of Representatives, and sent to the Senate, and the Senate has been sitting on their hands since May on this issue. The Democrats are holding it.
Oh, okay.
And in this bill, it calls for the finishing of the wall and electronic surveillance, among many other things. But also representative, or not representative, but Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, has said that the border has been secure for the last 3 years.
Okay.
And now it's not secure. But he's under impeachment articles right now, So we'll see what happens to that, if anything, because nothing will probably happen because it goes to the Senate. Mm-hmm. But this H.R. 2 was a bill that was passed by the Republicans, and the Democrats are holding it up in the Senate. And well, it would help solve that border problem.
Well, you make a good point, I think, that Republicans passed this. However, I think pretty much anyone would concede that it does include poison pills in there that Democrats wouldn't accept as being a solution to what's happening in the border. One of those being building the wall, the entire length of the border. But I would concede that you make a point that they put this forward. It was denied. The bill that the House Republicans turned away, however, I mean, that was a compromise. I mean, it's one thing to pass a bill knowing that the other party won't accept it as it's written and then refusing to negotiate it, as opposed to negotiate a bill over months with members of both parties and then to refuse to have any action taken on that. Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. There's conflict there, absolutely. But still, it does debunk the premise that the Republicans are trying to put it off until after the election.
Okay.
Because just the fact that it was passed by the House, but the Senate is still sitting on it.
Okay. All right, Bill. Bruce, I'm sorry. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. Let's go to our friend Doug in Bellingham. Hi, Doug.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you. Yeah. What's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to say something first about what you're talking about with guns. There's a verse in the Bible, and I don't follow any particular religion, but there is a verse in the Bible that says, neither by physical strength nor military might, but by God's Spirit alone. That is, those who depend upon guns and militaries and that sort of thing are idolaters. They're not worshipers of God. They're idolaters. And that, to me, is the main problem with the Second Amendment, is it promotes idolatry of military weapons. And it's not a godly thing. It's idolatry. And the verse is, I don't know the verse number, but it's neither by physical strength nor military might, but God's Spirit alone. And when it says God's Spirit alone, it's talking about love thy neighbor as thyself, love our neighbors as ourself. And even when it comes to enemies, we're told, and again, I don't follow any particular religion, love even our enemies. Love even our enemies and pray for their health and well-being. Pray for those who persecute us. That's the way things are going to get better. That's the way we're going to move towards healthier living and world peace.
But I think you'd have to admit that there are those who want to, that's what they do, is they prey on others. They prey on other human beings in one way, shape, or form. And don't you think that it makes sense that people would defend themselves, or are you saying that people shouldn't defend themselves? That's the spiritually righteous way to conduct yourself?
I'm saying that, and I've experienced this myself. The more kindness I do, the less violence I experience, and the more kindness I do, the more my tears come out. And we talked about this the other day.
Mm-hmm.
The most dangerous enemy I ever face is the enemy in my head. Self-harm in my head, the self-hatred in my head. And all the self-harm in my head, all the self-hatred in my head is uncried tears from past trauma. And the more I do kindness for other people, the more those tears come out, and I do kindness for myself. So when it says love your enemy as yourself, what it's really doing is providing an avenue for us to cry out our own tears so that we end up being kinder with each other and with ourselves.
Yeah. And I understand what you're saying. At the same time, though, I mean, I'm thinking of examples we've seen of, say, mothers of wayward children that, for whatever reason, don't feel empathy towards others, or and act out, or, you know, victimize others, and maybe even victimize their mothers or their parents and those who love them and have shielded them and raised them and protected them. And I mean, and have cried tears for them and over them, over their actions. And do you get what I mean? And yet they, I'm trying to wrap my head around all this, but
There are very subtle forms of abuse. And I'll give you an example from my own life. I grew up in a fairly wealthy family. Mm-hmm. And people looked at our family and said, why? They're wonderful people and they're so successful. And my father was way up the corporate ladder and so on and so forth. But what people didn't see was what happened behind closed doors. There was a lot of abuse. There, in other words, there's a wonderful image that was presented to the world. And then there was what happened behind closed doors. And when children are acting out, children are acting out because something is happening that they're not being protected from. I don't believe anybody is born full of violence. That doesn't make sense evolutionarily speaking. If somebody is born full of violence, we would have destroyed ourselves. We never would have survived to this time. We're born group survivors, socially cooperative group survivors. That is, that's a scientific way of saying we love our neighbors as ourselves. We're group survivors. Love your neighbor as yourself. And nobody is born self-destructive. So when I see a child that's acting out, I would say there's something happening behind closed doors with the parents that is very subtle, and the child is reacting to that pain and screaming, "I'm in pain." And the only way they know how, and unfortunately, oftentimes it ends up being violent.
Well, I guess it goes back to the nature or nurture debate. I mean, there are sociopaths in our midst and people who don't feel empathy towards others and can't feel that. And is that something that is innate in them, or is it something that their surroundings or their environment has caused to take hold in them? I don't know. I don't have the answer to that, but...
There's two ways it comes about. The first is the subtle, anything less than nurturing is abuse. So anything less than nurturing is received by a child, by a human being, as abuse. And that covers a wide range of things.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
one other possibility.
Okay, go ahead.
There's one other possibility. There are people who were born without empathy, that is, they don't have the emotional connection that most of us have.
Mm-hmm.
People who are born without empathy still have what are called mirror neurons and altruism genes. And as the rest of the human society moves more towards kindness and model kindness, The folks who are born without empathy will still have these mirror neurons and altruistic genes, and they will start modeling the kindness.
Okay.
The folks that are born without empathy, what they do is they model the violence that's happening in the world now. But as the world moves towards kindness, the ones born without empathy will model the kindness.
All right, Doug. Well, appreciate your thoughts. And all right, we'll take a quick break and be back with more. And Doug posted on my social media an article about whether tears are healthy. So I'll get to that. I didn't have a chance to read it, Doug, but I'll give that a read. And we'll continue our conversation in just a moment. KGMI Connects 360-676-5464.
Join the 2024 Whatcom County Home and Lifestyle Show April 12th through 14th. Enjoy a jam-packed weekend full of fun events and inspiration for the whole family. Over 200 booths will showcase all that Whatcom County has to offer in home and lifestyle. And new this year is free admission. Plus, don't miss Whatcom County's first ever professionally sanctioned barbecue competition, Saturday and Sunday. Competitors from all over the Northwest will compete for the title of Grand Champion and a $6,000 prize purse. And you get to taste your way through the event. Bring the family out to Fairhaven Floors Family Day from 11 to 4 with face painting, balloon animals, and meet Cinderella and Spider-Man. Plus, see the Reptile Man, a Lego building session with Lego Masters contestant Brad Bergman, and the Young Entrepreneurs Market. The Whatcom County Home and Lifestyle Show, presented by the BIAWC and sponsored by Judd & Black, April 12th through 14th at the Northwest Washington Fairgrounds. More info at BIAWC.com.
Stop by Dewey Griffin Subaru whenever your Subaru needs a quick service and a car wash. Check out Dewey's Express Service Center. It's fast, convenient, and best of all, there's no appointment necessary. Open 6 days a week, including Saturdays. Stop by for your next oil change or any other minor maintenance, and you'll get a free car wash with any service. Dewey Griffin Subaru, community-minded and community-driven, and the only certified Subaru tire and service center in Whatcom County.
B&W Perks is heading to Ferndale's Cedars Restaurant Thursday at 8 a.m. It's mealtime and you're starving, so what'll it be? It'll be Cedars Restaurant, Ferndale's classic diner and lounge. Why? It's the warm, inviting aroma of home-cooked, scratch-made delicacies filling the air morning, noon, and night. It's the rich flavors that come from over 40 years of cooking with love. It's the temptation of a hearty meal with huge portions, or the option to indulge in a refreshing cocktail during the next big game. It's the authentic taste of classic American diner cuisine, served in the heart of Ferndale. It's the irresistible charm of homemade pies and dessert delights. It's Cedars Restaurant on Main Street. So pull up a chair. You're going to love being a part of the Cedars family. Check out the menu at cedarsferndale.com. Thursday at 8 a.m., you can get a $50 gift certificate to Cedars Restaurant in Ferndale for just $25. That's half off at Cedars Restaurant. Get in on the savings while supplies last at pnwperks.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Good to have you with us here on this Tuesday afternoon. Let's go right back to the phones. Rich in Ferndale's on the line. Hi, Rich.
How's it going today, Joe?
Doing all right. Doing all right. What's on your mind
here? The Second Amendment talk is interesting. It goes on all the time, and this judge doesn't want to have limits on keeping and bearing arms, and I know the left does like limits. I think there's, you know, should have the right to have a nuclear weapon or the right to have deadly gases or bombs or any of that. But guns are, you know, the Constitution was written to fix a lot of the problems that were happening with the British system at the time. Keep and bear arms was meant as a check on it.
Rich, are you there?
Presentation, okay. Right to a speedy trial. English people, they'd get put away in jail and never have a trial.
So right, yeah.
There was a lot of, and like what you said about the defense thing, we do have a right to defend ourselves, but that also includes defending yourself against a tyrannical government if it happened. Like, say Trump becomes elected and he's Adolf Hitler and he's taken over the world like John would have you think, then it's good to have guns so when Trump comes for you, you can defend yourself against him. So part of the reason we have bearing arms. Like, half of the people think that Trump is going to become a dictator, and so then it's good you should have your guns to protect yourself from Trump.
Well,
so
yeah,
you know.
But I mean, on a practical level, and I know that's popular rhetoric, but on a practical level, a gun owner or even a handful of gun owners or a group of gun owners isn't going to have much of a chance against.
It's a little bit, right? It's like poking the bear a little bit. I mean, you can maybe stop them for one day and the next day they'll wipe you out with tanks and you're done anyway.
And we're in two different worlds. I mean, back then, you know, I'm talking about during, you know, revolutionary times.
Muskets and cannons.
And pretty much every household, I suspect, had a weapon. And so when they mustered a militia, they, you know, everybody came armed and, And they were, yeah, I mean, and then, the, you know, George Washington and the regular army could throw together some cannons and stuff like that. And they fought
against the British.
Yeah, and they fought basically, as I understand, a kind of a guerrilla war against the assembled British troops. But, yeah.
Right. Question for you, these parents that are now going to go to jail for what their kid did, what do you think of that as a liberal? Is that good or bad, or
I think it's, and, you know, and I haven't looked that closely at it, but obviously the jury found that these parents should be held liable, that they, fostered this atmosphere where their kid could get a hold of these weapons, and they didn't really seem to show any concern over, really pretty blatant
signs. Yeah, they're
bad
parents. That's pretty obvious. But they didn't commit the crime, and they're being held responsible for it. Is this going to be new precedent in America where people who didn't do the crime, like what if it's your cousin didn't do something or your neighbor, and then you're in trouble? And I'm a little afraid
that
we're getting too far away from the actual criminal, you know, people that didn't
right.
do it. Yeah. And that's what civil
court's
for.
But we're talking about parents of a child, and parents are held, to one degree or another, held responsible for what their kids do.
To some extent. I mean, not every little thing.
Right. Because, you know, the father of, didn't the father or stepfather of the boy who shot students down at the high school in Marysville? This was, 10 years ago or so? Marysville Pilchuck High School shooting, and that father was found to have irresponsibly handled a gun, and the kid was able to get a hold of it and commit that crime. So he went to prison for a while.
He's conservative. He likes the fact that those people are going to jail. I don't know if I like it, because what if it sets a precedent that you can now be charged with crimes you yourself didn't commit, and what if that expands and becomes like, well, you didn't stop the crime, therefore you're responsible for it, and it's getting a little
weird. Of course, if you drive someone, it's like the guy who drove the guy who, you remember the guy down in Lakewood who shot the four officers to death, and the guy who drove him there and then drove him away, he went to prison for a
long
time. Yes,
but that's participating. He was participated in the event. He was there.
But he claimed that he didn't have any idea what the intent of this guy was. So,
car with you.
So, but you're making that assumption, yeah. But I mean,
right.
Here's this kid making, talking about a lot of pretty wild, nasty stuff and intentions and visions and things like that. And
we've had aiding and abetting laws for a while.
What's that?
We've always had the aiding and abetting where you can get charged for that. And that a driver is aiding and abetting, but a parent who is a bad parent, I mean, did they know this kid was going to go blow people away? I mean, yeah, there were signs, but maybe they thought he was just talking. A lot of kids nowadays talk a lot, especially with social media. You make idle threats and complain about things, and you're not the same on social media than you are in real life. That's one of the problems with social media, is it amps up people's gumption to say bad things. They need to have more limits on that social media for kids. It's toxic. Too much information, too much connectivity, knowing too much what other people do. You don't need to know what everyone in your class is doing. I mean, 3 or 4 or 5 friends, that's enough. Keeping up with them, but you want to keep up with the entire school and the entire community, what everyone's doing all the time, who said what to who and when, and jealous of this one, and they said something about that one, and then you're all deeply involved with it's just, it's socializing on steroids. It's too much.
Yeah.
Too much
all
connection.
Right. But the connection's made, and I don't know if we'll be able to reel it back in. Thanks, Rich. Appreciate your call. Real quick, before we take a break, that we've got another Bruce in Bellingham. This is our previous Bruce's alter ego. Hi, Bruce.
Right. Yeah, we often are 180-degree polar opposites on our views.
Okay.
And dealing with the border bill and the wall and details, I mean, I have to flip back, and there is validity for those who say it is the Republicans who held up progress, because, as you mentioned, there were some poison pills in that bill, and if you're Congress and the Senate are functioning properly, you know, there are reasonable compromises that are part of the game. And it was, from what I hear, a pretty good border bill with a lot, probably most of what the Republicans wanted, minus some details like taking out the wall. Mm-hmm. But to add impetus to what I'm saying, from what I think we've heard, is the Republicans were ready to sign it until a certain Donald J. Trump stepped in and told them not to. Because, well, among other things, that wall is Donald Trump's baby.
Well, and I don't know if there's a bigger campaign issue that Republicans have to run on. I mean, they've made such a big deal out of it for all the, you know, the entire stretch of Biden's presidency that to give it up now would be to give up their prime campaign issue. There are some others, but it's not like the economy is gone down the tubes, and there are a bunch of other issues that are really, you know, that are real easy to throw up there. Right? That's I think a big part of why we hear so much about the border. But those are just my thoughts. But
it kind of shows that the Republicans are more interested about their power and the campaign than really being concerned about the border.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Bruce. And I would have to say that to one degree or another goes both ways, both parties. But thanks a lot. Appreciate your call. Quick break. Back with more. We'll hear from Robert and Lyndon and Jim in Bellingham and you too here on KGMI Connects.
The average family throws out $1,500 of food every year. That's a lot. Imagine what you could do with extra cash. There are simple ways to reduce your food waste and increase your savings. It starts with a meal plan, a menu, a shopping list, and ends with a little creativity, fresh recipes, ingredient swaps, and new kitchen skills. Get tips to reduce food waste and make your dollar go further. Know the cost. Go to usefoodwell.org to learn more.
This is Steve Jostens for Hinton Chevrolet. Spring is here, and it's time for that post-winter service checkup. Call Matt, Derek, or Adon today to schedule your appointment and be ready for that summer vacation. Sit and enjoy the massage chairs while you wait.
Hinton Chevrolet, doing business with a tradition of trust since 1947. Located on the Guide in Linden across from McDonald's or online at hintonmotors.com.
Welcome aboard.
Oh, thank you. Did I just step into a Dreamliner?
Airport or Shuttle's new luxury motor coaches surprise even seasoned travelers.
Have to admit, I'm kind of blown away here.
Loads of legroom, LED ceiling lighting, tiered theater seating, and three-point seat belts. Save on fuel and parking. Enjoy a quieter, more productive, and swanky cool ride to SeatTac Airport. Visit airporter.com. Airporter.com and ride today.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Rest easy in a cool home this summer. Contact West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical to add AC to your existing system for as little as $140 a month. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham.
Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Thanks for joining us, and let's go to Robert in Linden. Hi, Robert.
Hi. I'd like to point out to Rich in Ferndale that Charles Manson never killed anybody. Well, and he spent his life in jail, and no one seemed to complain about that, Justin.
Okay.
If someone is a little bit unbalanced and goes around talking about killing people and you give them a gun, you're responsible. That's all I got to say.
All right, Robert. Appreciate your call. I don't know that the parents in Michigan were telling their kid to go and do what he did, but it seems they didn't take steps to prevent it. The jury was pretty, I guess, convinced that there were signs that this was his intent, and they should have taken some sort of steps, and that they failed to do. But Let's go to Jim in Bellingham. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Joe. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Yes, well, I'm acknowledging Doug's call, cried tears and all that stuff. I think he's on the right track. But what I would like to say is I believe that there's more than one human nature. There's the good, the bad, the in-between, you know. That's one point. And I would say that in my Stalin commentaries of days of yore, I would say that Gandhi wouldn't have probably stopped Hitler. You know, Hitler took power, and if you look at enough film, if you look at enough studies of him, he was a real hardcore character. And once he got to power, he was determined to carry out that power at any cost. And so Stalin said in 1930, he said, we have 10 years to catch up with the West or we shall perish. So I can say that we're not socialized to cooperate, because in that regard, speaking of Doug from Bellingham or Ferndale, I think we're not socialized to cooperate. We're supposed to compete against each other. This creates imbalances. And Gore Vidal, in depth, the ruling class owns the newspapers, television as well. And so they give us the way that the ideas that we're supposed to function under, which means we're competing rather than cooperating. And that's where we go back to Doug. That Doug is into, and I told you on this your program a couple weeks ago, I believe in altruism and brotherly love. But it's just that not everyone believes in that. You can't force them to believe in it, which is why I get back to there's more than one human nature. And Gandhi would not have stopped Hitler, I don't think. Gandhi, I read, happened because of British socialism, that the Brits had had enough of war after the end of World War II, and they decided to go more socialist and to have enough power with the people that they had and the power of the people that they had to essentially say, no, we don't want an empire, at least in India. And so I'd like to just finish this with Gore Vidal again. It's sort of a biting commentary, but we all have that nature too, to a certain extent, but only to improve the condition. Second, although the word honor makes no picture at all in the American head, money comes on as a flashing vivid green for go. And that's what we're dealing with, the money problem. And all the other things that I've said before and Doug said before apply. And I'll talk more on this maybe at a later date. So I thank you for allowing me a chance to be on.
Okay. Well, thanks, Jim. But before you go, I mean, you talk about, you know, we do have different personality, different drives. And but I mean, that would also apply to apply to an economic system or a political system. And while, you know, in a socialist system, you've got those who would be perfectly happy to function in an egalitarian type of a system. But then you would have those who would be prone to exploit it and exploit others and try to become that fat cat in that system and to run it and to decide how it's going to be run and to ultimately become the elite. So I the idea that a socialist organization or hierarchy would be would not have its elite class, I don't think that's I think that's flawed. But
yes, one more thing.
Okay.
The environment itself, we're really passing tipping points for the whole problem of ability to sustain ourselves through the climate, meaning essentially global warming. I heard yesterday about six people that testified in front of Congress. One was Chamber of Commerce, which is business, and the other five were oil executives, and they just said, no, we're just going to keep drilling and drilling and you know, solar is more competitive, but they don't care. They're going to keep flooding the oil that still need oil. And we're facing that, a very serious problem for humanity. And that's why I'm calling attention to it right now.
Okay.
So thanks again. Thanks again for letting me talk, Joe.
You bet, Jim. And we'll take a quick break. We got plenty of time to hear your thoughts on, here on this Tuesday. 360-676-5464. It's KGMI Connects.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-497-1990. That's 800-497-1990. 800-497-1990.
With more ways than ever to connect to news and entertainment, 90% of new car buyers want the tried-and-true AM-FM radio option.
Gadgets are great, but when you're behind the wheel, you just want that local connection that you can't get from online apps.
Local radio is dependable and free, with no subscription or cellular data required, and no fumbling with a separate device.
Visit WeAreBroadcasters.com and tell us how you depend on AM radio stations like KGMI and how you want AM included in your next new car.
Sold to bidder 126.
The May consignment equipment auction at Meridian Equipment in Laurel is scheduled to begin on April 27th. The auction will be held online. Consignments are now being taken until the auction commences on April 27th. Meridian Equipment, selling and servicing new and used farm and light industrial equipment for over 70 years. Open weekdays from 8 to 4:30 and Saturdays from 8 to 11:30 on Guide Meridian in Laurel. Visit MeridianEQ.com today to consign your equipment for the May auction.
KGMI wants to put a grand in your hand. You could be one word away from a chance to win $1,000.
That's right. Just listen each weekday to KGMI for the keyword during the 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours.
Then go to the Grand in Your Hand contest page at mybellinghamnow.com before midnight and enter each keyword for your chance to win $1,000.
We'll have four keywords each weekday so you can increase your chances of winning by entering all four every day we play the contest.
You already listen to KGMI for the latest local news and discussion of the latest issues. Now you can win $1,000 while you do it.
A Grand in Your Hand is brought to you on KGMI by Niederhaus of Luxury, Whatcom County's newest fine jewelry store, next to Lombardi's on Bellwether Way.
A Grand in Your Hand is back on KGMI.
Get details at mybellinghamnow.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects.
360-676-5464.
Thanks for being with us here on this Tuesday afternoon. Lots of sunshine out there. Nice day. Let's go to Kay in Bellingham. Hi, Kay.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
I wanted to add something to somebody called up and wondered if it was a good idea to hold the parents responsible for the criminal actions of their child, and thinking that it would be a bad precedent, could be extended to, you know, blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. And I thought about it, and I thought, well, who else would it be extended to? You know, it's parents who have legal authority over their children. Your cousin doesn't have legal authority over them. I don't think a teacher even has much legal authority over them. A guardian would have legal authority, but the court would have legal authority, but it just doesn't extend much further. But the only thing I could think of was, I can't remember the name of the person who went and killed the kids at Sandy Hook. The day before he did this deed, you couldn't hold the mother responsible, obviously, because he had killed her. Uh-huh. And the father did not live in the state, so he was off the hook. Uh-huh. But he was being seen. This is not something that was widely publicized in the media, but you can check it out. It's true.
Okay.
He was being seen at the Yale Center for Child Psychology, very top-notch, considered top-notch psychiatric place for young people.
Uh-huh.
The very top. That mother was going to the top people. And he was apparently, I can't confirm this, but I'm 90% sure it's true, on psychiatric, you know, drugs. And that was never mentioned, and they aren't being held responsible in any way. They aren't even being finger-pointed at. They aren't responsible. So why should anybody else be?
Well,
and that brings me to another topic, and that is there have always been guns in the society. There used to be shooting clubs at school. And, you know, there just wasn't the mass shootings. And many people point the finger at it is a combination of gun availability plus drugs, legal and illegal.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, there just wasn't the accessibility of drugs. There was alcohol, but there weren't these very powerful psychotropic drugs. They were not heard of. So there, as I said, there's a lot of people that are saying it's a dual thing. So you could take away if you took away the guns, I guess you'd still have some kind of problem. Maybe it would be with knives or machetes or whatever, with people who have suicidal ideation, or maybe people would start walking in front of cars more. Who knows where these destructive impulses would go? Or you could use other means to heal people from their disorders, other therapies, than the unbelievable amount of prescription and illegal drugs that we depend upon now as a society.
Okay.
So, there you go.
Well, I appreciate your thoughts, Kay. Yeah. And
okay.
I think it's pretty clear that there's societal changes have occurred, and that, you know, we talk about, and I don't know, part of it is probably more awareness of people's mental illness, or, you know, people's struggle with mental illness. But at the same time, it seems like there's an increase in that, and increase in anxiety, and an increase in anger in society, for that matter. And what's behind all that? And like you say, then the availability of drugs that affect a person's mood and their sense of themselves, and these powerful weapons that like a dangerous combination. But yeah, all right, Kay.
Yeah,
thanks
for your
call.
I would like to hear what other people think about that, and what are the steps? And another thing I would like to point out: I have a friend who has always taught in an inner city school where there's a tremendous amount of violence in the neighborhood. Never in the school. Now, why would that be? Because they've had metal detectors in those schools for decades.
Hmm.
Plus, you know, a big burly guy standing there at the doorway who knows every single kid. You know, so they haven't had that.
Well, that's a point that I think bears making is that, you know, by and large, these school shootings aren't happening in these so-called troubled inner city schools.
No.
They're happening in, you know, in the suburban schools and suburban towns. And
correct.
Yeah.
I mean, without a doubt. And how long has it been since Israel has had a school shooting? They got rid of their, you know, they've had security in their schools for a long time.
Okay.
You know, it's not rocket science. We could do it.
All right, Kay. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Bob in Linden. Hi, Bob.
Hello, Joe. Joe, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Joe, there was a gentleman earlier that was mentioning, I think, Charles Manson, that, like, Charles Manson never killed anyone. That's what he was saying? And kind of, I guess, maybe... I don't know if there's a record of Adolf Hitler ever killing anyone, but if you're kind of the ringleader, right, behind mass destruction or mass murder or what they were both involved in, their punishment should be very close to each other, whether it's, you know, the Tate family or whatever it was, 8, 10, 12 people and versus, you know, millions under Hitler. So I thought that was kind of interesting contrast. What would be the other spot I had, Joe? He says, I don't know. You haven't told me yet.
Okay.
when it comes to guns in America, and, if you... some people say that's the cost of freedom, is the right to bear arms, the right to defend you and your family, whether it's the right of the teacher also to defend themselves in the classroom against someone coming in from outside. That cost of that liberty or that freedom far outweighs the tyranny that the founders really looked at when, and history has shown that the most people that have died in the last 200 years has been under tyranny. If you look at the numbers of that versus, say, gun crimes or something, it's a trickle. Gun crimes, a trickle compared to a tyrannical government. And that's how the founders weighed that out. They said, well, it's better to have that liberty and have some, there's always going to be crime or chaos, potentially, but is the tyranny worth it? And we've really seen that in the numbers of how many people have died in the last 150 years.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there. At the same time, I think the founders, when they had just been through a Revolutionary War that was made possible by people owning weapons, because obviously the Continental Congress couldn't put together a gun manufacturing process to arm an entire army. So, and the idea was not just self-defense or defense of your home or your family, but defense of this young nation. And militia is in the Second Amendment, for most of the 200 years plus that this country's existed, that was the overriding issue in order to form a militia, a well-regulated militia was the part of the Second Amendment that now seems to be just sort of passé and kind of overlooked. It's not really a militia thing anymore. It's about, a person's individual right to own and carry a gun and all that. But I think, our situation now is much different than it was back then.
Actually, I think both ideas were coexistent, I think, at that time with the founders, but the one that was most prominent or talked about or written about was primarily the militia aspect. But, if you think of modern-day Hong Kong, you think of modern-day, throw whatever nation out there you want where the people are kind of just being, steamrolled over because they have no means to. And it can come to this continent. We've been pretty isolated from that, right? But it could still come to our to North America, all three countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate your call.
All right.
Good to hear from you. And I just to make clear that the caller earlier who had mentioned Charles Manson was responding to a concern from expressed by an earlier caller about the parents in Michigan being held responsible for the crime committed by their son who went in and shot people and killed fellow students in the school. And the parents being held responsible, now going to prison for, 10 to 12 years. And, the thought, well, they didn't commit the crime. But then the subsequent caller brought up Charles Manson as an example of someone who didn't actually commit the crime, the murders, but obviously pretty much everybody says, hey, it's good that this guy has put in prison for life. Quick break, back with more, and we'll have time to take your call here on KGMI Connects.
What he's saying is we have to do the right things every day to earn happy customers.
Customer service is something you have to work on daily. This is not something you gather up every quarter or 6 months. It requires a lot of intention, energy. Well, the goal is to do that. Treat everybody like a millionaire. I hold my employees accountable to a different level, and we still fall short. I fall short. It's hard. It's hard to maintain a really solid, good customer service, but that's something that we have taken on ourselves, and we're not going to change that because if something comes out of our hearts, we enjoy taking care of people, we enjoy doing the right things. In my heart, I feel that you have to do the right things, regardless. If they sound good, don't sound good, they look good, don't look good, you still have to do the right things so you can go to sleep at night and feel like you've done well.
Xavier's Bellingham Nissan. We take care of our customers.
Ready to build that new home? Do you want precision site preparations, seamless drainage systems, and sturdy house foundations? Honkoop Gravel is your answer. Experience is the difference of their full-service civil contractors and state-of-the-art heavy equipment. With over 45 years of service, they ensure quality done right the first time. Honkoop Gravel, the professional team you want for your next project. In Linden or at honkoopgravel.com.
You've got questions about your car or truck, and we have answers on KGMI's In the Shop. Dan from Bellingham Automotive, Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, and Kirk from Angler Automotive are here to help. And we have a great new way for you to get your questions or comments to them. Email them to intheshop@kgmi.com. Then listen each Saturday at 9 a.m. or check out the podcast at mybellinghamnow.com. Once again, that's intheshop@kgmi.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Thanks for being with us here on this Tuesday afternoon. Lots of sunshine out there. So get outside and enjoy the evening. But yeah, I guess when it comes to guns, and I guess it's just, it's another one of those issues where neither side wants to give anything because the concern over the slippery slope. And, you know, 10-round magazine isn't that big enough to go out and, you know, shoot with and then, okay, stop and reload and do that. It doesn't seem like a you know, 30-round or 50-round magazine or more is necessary to do most of the things that you might do with a gun. And I'm not a regular shooting enthusiast, but I don't have anything innately against guns. I grew up around guns. My father is a hunter. My grandfather was a regular hunter. Was part of his culture, and we grew up hunting. My brothers and I, and we did the NRA gun safety course when I was young, and I'm glad I did. And I think that's something that more kids should have access to, is to have hands-on experience and learn how to handle a weapon safely. But the idea that just anything goes in this society, I mean, we're at a point where just, you know, having a gun is not giving you the ability, let alone the right, to fight against the government. But we'll continue our conversation tomorrow, whether it's about this or anything else that's on your mind. KGMI Connects. Hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday.